for February 5th, 2008. We have a relatively full agenda this morning. We're going to proceed rather expeditiously and actually carefully. There's a couple of items on here you should be aware of. One, we're not going to proceed in the order of the agenda because I understand that there are some probably some scheduling issues and a few other things. But the first item of business on the agenda is committee members have a copy of the proposed rules for the committee. Is there a motion to approve the rules?
So moved. So moved.
Okay, it's been moved three times. Any objections to the rules for the committee? Hearing none, motion passes. We'll move up. The first item we're going to bring up is former Senator Joan Dukes from the Pacific Northwest Electric Power Plants Power and Conservation Planning Council. Marjorie?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have former Senator Dukes here, and she has been reappointed to her position.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is Joan Dukes. I'm one of two Oregon members of the Northwest Power and Conservation Council. The council, whose name we struggle with, too, actually we call it something different than Congress called it, but it was created by Congress in the Power Act of 1980. It's a compact that was ratified by the four states of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana, and in essence, we do two things. The act requires that we have a fish and wildlife program. It attempts to mitigate for the losses of fish and wildlife in the Columbia Snake River Basin as a result of the construction and operation of the dams. And we are required to create a power plan. The power plan attempts to assure the region of an adequate, efficient, economic, and reliable power supply. It's updated every 5 years and looks out over a period of 20 years. So we're trying to make sure that we balance the two, which is what Congress wanted us to do. Try to keep the species alive and well, and at the same time try to make sure that we have an adequate, efficient, economical power supply in the Northwest. All of our meetings are public meetings, so we travel around the four states with monthly meetings and others as necessary. And my favorite part of the whole thing, actually, is we are required to do education. And in that respect, Senator Farioli invited me to come to the Capitol last year and give a presentation on conservation. So that gets me out and around and sort of reminds me of my days in public office. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Okay. Any questions?
Thanks. Senator Devlin. Senator Dukes, welcome. It's good to see you. Could you just talk a little bit about what the Power Planning Council is doing to plan for global warming?
We have, Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, we have a paper out that we circulated. We do this periodically on issues that we think are important to the region, and we send it out for public comment on the CO2 emissions for the region, which actually, compared to other parts of the country, are fairly low because of our reliance on hydropower, which does not create the CO2 emissions. But we're looking very carefully at that. Our power plan, the current power plan, and you'll see this when we go into the next one in another year, and also in the act created by Congress, the heaviest emphasis is on conservation. And the region has made considerable strides in conservation over the last few years. So it's conservation, renewable energy, hydropower, and all of those help to reduce our footprint.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Yes, Senator.
Senator, do you enjoy the work?
Oh, Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, I love it. It gives me a chance to really focus in on two issues and to put my attention there. And you all have a very diverse plate in front of you, and I get to work on power and fish and wildlife issues. I serve on the Power Committee, and I'm in the Power Committee. I served on the Power Committee my first year. I serve on the Fish and Wildlife Committee, and it gives me a chance to continue what I started here, but I really enjoy it. That, and I'm focused on the Columbia Snake River Basin. I had a chance to travel up to British Columbia to see where the Columbia River begins. Most people don't even realize that it begins in Canada. And I saw, I was at an area where you could have waded across the Columbia. And when you get down to where it divides Oregon and Washington, we send freighters up it. it's a very complex system, and every day I learn something new, and I love it.
Anything additional? Thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you, sir.
So the people in the audience are aware of our process. We're actually in public hearing now. We will not go into work session until we get through all of the interviews this morning. And then we will go through work session relatively rapidly. Mr. Lee Beyer.
Mr. Chair, is this former Senator's Day before the Rules Committee?
I was not going to remark on that.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Senators. For the record, I'm Lee Beyer. I'm currently the chair of the Oregon Public Utility Commission, and I'm here today because the governor has requested that I serve another term, and with your consent, I've agreed to do that. I'm actually going into, it's been 6 years since I've been on your side of the table, and it's a little bit that surprised me. I was thinking about that the other day, but still it's a fresh challenge, one that you keep making fresh by changing the way we do business, but that makes the job interesting. Senator Avakian helped a lot the last session with the Renewable Portfolio Standard Bill. There's a lot of discussion about what to do with carbon, both nationally and and within our state. That will create some significant challenges for the commission and the utilities. We're still trying to deal with growth, so it's sort of an interesting, how do you deal with growth? How do you do conservation on the electrical side and do that? And so there's some challenges out there. And the other side, you know, Senator Devlin has been rather helpful in trying to change the telecommunications policy along with everybody else. So you've made our lives interesting. I think we're living the Chinese curse. But that's good. You know, that's good to have challenges out there. The one thing I will tell you that I did notice is when I was on the other side, we worked on a number of bills together, some of you, and created some things. And I've said that since I've been in the commission, I'm sort of paying penance, trying to make those things work. And we are. We're making a lot of that stuff work out well. I think we've done the restructuring of the electrical industry. While it hasn't been great across the country, it's worked for Oregon, for some of the Oregon businesses. And on the other side, it hasn't damaged most of the customers, most of which are residential. So we move ahead with that. I guess while I'm beebling on here, what I'm trying to say is it's a complicated job to deal with that, far more than I thought when I was in the legislature, and it takes a while to learn and to how to do that. It takes about 3 to 4 years before you can come proficient at it. And having been paid to do that, I've agreed that I'm willing to stay on, if you so agree, to try to help out for the next few years. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'm available for questions.
Okay. Before we go to questions, I was going to set the record straight. Senator Nelson and I spent 18 months on a telecommunications task force that produced two relatively small bills. There were a number of parties that wanted to continue that debate, and so I gave letters to mother to all of those parties to work on bills in the Oregon House.
Not in the Oregon Senate.
Senator Avakian.
I do, I guess, more a comment than a question. I do find it interesting that your method for getting reappointed is to tell us how miserable we've made your life. Maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, Senator Avakian, not miserable. Interesting.
No, we do. I mean, in all seriousness, we've chosen through public policy, both nationally and locally, to face up to some changes, and those changes present real challenges to the way we have done business throughout the state. And I frankly think one of the things I'm very proud of is the fact that when I started on the commission, we had a rather contentious relationship with all sides of the people we do business, the utilities and the consumers. And I think today we have a good working relationship. That's not to imply that the commission necessarily agrees with any one of their sides at any given time, but I think the hallmark of this commission is that we have a reputation for listening, seriously considering everybody's positions, and trying to arrive at decisions that treat people fairly and are fair to the customers and in the public's interest. And I think we do a good job of that. And that's just not me. That's my two colleagues and a very hardworking, committed staff.
Any additional questions? Well, Chair Beyer, I know you have a difficult job. I mean, I do understand, obviously, that in a lot of those cases when you're actually dealing with rate increases, a lot of times what you normally end up with is not what the industry wanted in terms of an increase, but some increase, which is probably what the consumers were not wanting. So you end up pleasing neither side. So it's an interesting position to be in, somewhat like the position that we're up here in a lot of cases. Anything additional? Nothing additional?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Next person up is Margaret Waddell, Workers' Compensation Board. Please proceed.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I am Margaret Waddell, and I'm here today because I seek to serve on the Workers' Compensation Board. I know that your time is very packed. Your schedule is very packed today. I'll make this very brief. I'm interested in serving on the Workers' Compensation Board because I believe that it is such important service for affecting so many insurers, employers, and injured workers in the state of Oregon. I've spent half of my career working for an insurance company, handling claims, and I've spent the last 15 years representing injured workers. I believe that that balanced background allows me to come to this position uniquely capable of making fair and impartial decisions, and I look forward to so serving. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Yes, Senator.
Well, Lincoln. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd want to say first, Joe, I've known Margaret for 17 years, and one of the brightest, most respected workers' compensation attorneys in the state. She'll be a terrific addition to this board. Talk for just a minute about how you, practicing through the 90s when all these reforms were coming up and really changed the whole system. That experience might prepare you a little bit for the serving on the board now.
Sure, Mr. Chair, Senator Avakian. I think that the participating in a system that was changing provided us with, those of us who were representing injured workers, with a huge challenge. There was the intellectual challenge of being able to interpret the law and to figure out how we are going to practically represent our clients during a time where things were really changing. It was an intellectual challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions?
Any additional questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a comment. I ran into Jim Kuhn at the labor law conference last week, and he said they're going to miss you very much. So we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now go on to the Board of Psychologist Examiners, Shane Hayden. Good morning. Please proceed.
Chairman Devlin, members of the board, Senators Avakian, Ferrioli, Atkinson, and Brown, good morning. I am Shane Hayden, and I'm a licensed psychologist, and I'm seeking appointment to the Oregon Board of Psychologist Examiners. I have been a member and a practicing psychologist in Oregon for over 30 years. I have worked for the state of Oregon in private practice for many years and recently retired from a large clinical organization. I've also been very active in Oregon's psychological professional community and have served in various roles. Psychology is a strong and noble profession that has helped and will continue to help thousands of Oregonians. And indeed, our psychological well-being is as important as our physical well-being. Unfortunately, I've also seen the consequences of unethical, incompetent, unqualified individuals that hold themselves out as practitioners. Oregon citizens will be well served by a strong and highly organized board that not just licenses and sanctions psychologists, but continues to define itself and close loopholes that allow incompetent or unqualified individuals to harm our most vulnerable citizens. By so doing so, I also believe that we raise the level of care for Oregon citizens. The Oregon Board of Psychologists Examiners is a good organization, and I hope Lyle will give me the opportunity to work with it and help it to grow. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming this morning. We will next move to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Tom Markgraf.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Senators. My name is Tom Markgraf. I live at 211 North Ainsworth in Portland. It's a privilege to be with you today. My family has lived continuously on the Columbia River since 1875. My great-grandfather was actually the director of the Port of Portland during World War II. My brother-in-law and family were Coast Guard. Were in the Coast Guard rescuing ships on the Columbia Bar for about 15 years and just recently left there. This is the oldest commission in Oregon. I think it was formed in 1848. And its mission is safety first and commerce second. Safety is certainly very critical, and I understand that fully. Commerce is also critical. Oregon is one of the most trade-dependent states in the United States, and making sure our ports and bars are safe is very important. I take this charge quite seriously. If I can answer any questions.
Any questions? Seeing none.
What generation are you?
Depending on which branch of the family, seventh or fifth.
Let's go seventh.
Whoa. Okay.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, before you leave,
yes.
Have you contacted the Oregon Historical Society and tried to get some of your family information on record there?
You know, I think we've got probably more information than they do, so we should probably give that over to them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. We will now move on to the Health Services Commission. Dean Gugler. Okay. We'll go then to the first one on the phone, and that's Carla McKelvey.
Yes.
Okay, so it'll take us a moment with the technology to get to that point. So. Okay. A couple of items for the record. Former Senator Corcoran, since this seems to be Former Senator's Day, I guess we'll be calling it. was unable to appear because he's actually outside of the country. He's contacted each member of the committee, and I've discussed this with Senator Farioli, and we've waived his appearance here today. Also, Frank Thompson is in court and is unable to appear in the meeting dates that we currently have scheduled. That's to the Black Affairs Commission. I have actually asked him, this is in case Mr. Thompson from Black Affairs, to contact each member of the committee individually, and I will verify before I schedule him that that has occurred, and then we will waive his appearance because he's in court and can't get out of court. And we'll just wait for the next person on. Okay. We'll switch gears here for a minute. We're going to switch to Asian Affairs. Patrick Singh.
Good morning, Chair Devlin and members of the committee. My name is Patrick Singh, and I was born and raised here in Salem. I'm hopefully being appointed to the Commission on Asian Affairs. I graduated from McNary High School here in town and went on to attend Willamette University as a with a multicultural achievement scholarship, and was a member of the Asian Student Association there, and also during my time there worked with the Asian Affairs Commission at that time to organize and MC a Asian Heritage Festival at the Portland Pioneer Courthouse Square that year. I also attended, went on to attend Portland State in business and have had a number of jobs that have involved some of the members of your committee, Mr. Chair. My first job was at Cook Stationery here in town when I was in high school, where I sold Senator Atkinson a cross pen, I believe, when I was in high school, and I was just getting to know politics shortly after that.
That's right.
Shortly after that, I became a tour guide here at the state capitol, where I took Senator Avakian on a tour of the Capitol before he was elected to the legislature, I believe the year he was running. So some interesting history there, I guess. I also went on to enjoy a career in, or job, I should say, in sales and also as a sports writer for the Kaiser Times and in a number of political campaigns, which has led me to my current position as an aide for Representative Cowan, which I have enjoyed very much since the beginning of the 2000 session. In addition to that, I own and operate independent business of my own, PK Strategies, which is a website design business, and I also officiate basketball. So I'm ready for the hardball questions today. In additional community service, in 2006 was elected to the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District and have been serving on that board since then, and I also serve as vice chair for the Mid-Willamette Valley Community Action Agency, as those issues are real important to me as well. A little history for you to consider as well. I know I'm still probably considered a little young, but I represent a growing population, or I'm part of a growing population in Oregon, that of Asian Americans whose fathers and mothers are part of the Vietnam War era. In fact, my father was one of the first immigrants here into the Salem area. There was an article on him in the Statesman Journal back in 1976 or 77 of him being one of the first immigrants from the Khmer Rouge era. He escaped the Khmer Rouge to come to the U.S. and wrote letters and sent my mom money, who was a Thai who was from Thailand, and she was a teacher there, and she eventually came over and they got married and lived the I guess what you could say the American dream. So I would like to kind of continue on that aspect of that. And my parents came to the U.S. with basically nothing and have learned to adapt and become U.S. citizens and now are happily retired in Arizona. So with that, I did have one question submitted to me earlier, and I will thank Senator Atkinson for doing that. The number of dimples on a golf ball, on an American ball, it's 336, and on a British ball, it's 330. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Senator Atkinson.
Two questions and a comment, certainly more serious. Patrick, how old are you?
Chair Devlin and Senator Atkinson, I'm 25 years old.
Okay. Plenty old enough. Answer me this little harder question. Why do you feel called to public service?
Chair Devlin and Senator Atkinson, I feel that public service is something that we should all be, all citizens should find time, hopefully, if their schedule allows and whatnot, to be involved in. And it is something that has been a part of my life ever since I was a little kid, whether it be community service through church activities or when I started attending high school, became involved or interested in public service and serve in student government and had aspirations to run for the Kaiser City Council today, I find that even more important, as especially with this commission, Asian American youth is a big part here in Oregon and a big part of culture here in Oregon, especially in Salem and in Portland. And I'd really like to help be a part of that.
Well, yes, Mr. Chair, as a former 25-year-old interested in public service. I'm absolutely thrilled, and I think the whole committee is very excited that the governor's office has put your name forward, and we absolutely wish there was more 25-year-olds that felt called into public service, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're now going to switch gears a little bit, switch over to the Health Services Commission, and the first party is on the phone is Carla McKelvey. Ms. McKelvey, are you there?
No.
Oh, it's going to be transferred over.
Oh, okay.
But Dean is on there. We can call him up.
Okay. Okay, we'll go to Dean Gubler first, also Health Services Commission.
Good morning, Senator Delvin, members of the committee. I am Dr. Dean Gubler, and as you've noted, I nominated the Health Services Commission. I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have for me this morning.
Doctor, can you give a reason why you want to serve on this commission?
Senator Delvin, to me, public service and the Health Service Commission is an extension of what I do all day, every day of my life, and that is the provision of health care. That's public service. I care very deeply on how we deliver health care in the state of Oregon and do it in a cost-effective manner to get the most benefit for the most good. Positions such as these are hard to fill with people who are knowledgeable in the field and willing to do it. The quality of what comes out of it is the quality that goes into it, and so that's the reason that I volunteered to serve on this commission.
Any additional questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Are you following at all what's happening in terms of the Health Trust Board that was created during the interim? Are you watching that work at all?
Senator Brown, the answer is only peripherally, and I can't speak with knowledge at any degree.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything additional? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay.
Ms.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I just want to observe.
Hello?
Go ahead. Okay.
Fine.
The next person is Health Services Commission, Carla McKelvey. Ms. McKelvey, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, would you please just give a presentation about your interest in serving on this board?
Yes, I want to thank the chair and the members of the committee for allowing me to testify today. My name is Dr. Carla McKelvey. I'm a pediatrician in Coos Bay. I'm interested in serving in the Health Services Commission because I think the Oregon Health Plan has been a significant achievement in addressing health care needs within our state. And as a rural physician, I believe I've got a perspective that will be useful to the commission.
Okay. Any additional? Please proceed if you have anything additional.
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to testify today, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Dr. McKelvey? Seeing none, thank you very much for being with us here today, and we will act on your appointment a little bit later in the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see.
I'll have to go back to criminal justice. Let's do criminal justice.
Okay. We're going to go on to the Criminal Justice Commission. Lee Ayers Schlosser?
Schlosser.
Oh, they're going to be all on the phone. Okay, so we're going to have to wait a while.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
While we're waiting, I just want to observe with the former Senator Dukes in the room, and for all the folks that traveled down, is that one of the reasons we have folks here in the room is because of Senator Dukes urging us to spend more time with these executive appointments. And so if folks are upset about being down here, blame Senator Dukes. But she really encourages us to spend more time, and it actually has been a very valuable experience for those of us sitting on this committee to be able to meet the folks that we appoint to these boards and commissions and learn more about the boards and commissions. So thank you, Senator Dukes.
Hello.
Is this Lee?
Yes, this is.
Okay.
Okay. Please proceed and let us know why you want to serve on the Criminal Justice Commission.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Lee Ayers-Schlosser, and I am at 1706 Dragon Tail Place in Medford, Oregon. Currently, I'm an associate professor and the former chair of the Criminology and Criminal Justice department at Southern Oregon University. And the main reason why I would like to work with the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission is the change in direction that the commission is changing. Currently, we're starting to focus on really creating strategic initiatives that not only back Senate Bill 267 and evidence-based practice, but also take into consideration the work that's being done by Steve Oss at the Washington Institute for Public Policy, and really looking at cost-benefit analysis pieces and what we can do that will really help shape our criminal justice system in the future, not only by best practices, but by cost analysis.
Okay. Any questions?
I really don't have questions. Do you have more questions of me?
Okay, any questions from the committee?
No.
Hearing none. Thank you very much for being on the phone today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now.
We're going to get another one transferred.
I can't hear it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, is this...
John?
Is this John Mark Eddy.
Okay, Mr. Eddy, we're here in committee. Everyone can hear you. Would you please talk a little bit about your service or why you want to serve on the Criminal Justice Commission?
Chair Devlin, members of the committee, my name is Dr. John Mark Eddy of Fortune 22 Oakley Road in Eugene, Oregon, and I'm an Oregon licensed psychologist and a research scientist at the nonprofit Oregon Social Learning Center. The Criminal Justice Commission is charged with developing a long-range public safety plan for Oregon that improves both the efficiency and effectiveness of the state and local criminal justice system. The criminal justice system has a significant challenge of trying to accomplish two goals, punishment and crime reduction. One type of input that I believe can help in meeting both goals is a thorough and informed review of existing research. I bring to the table extensive experience in research methods of program evaluation. I've conducted a number of long-term studies of youth and adults in Oregon who are either at risk of involvement or are heavily involved in the justice system. I believe that my experiences in both reviewing and conducting research on criminal behavior in Oregon can assist the commission in accomplishing its mission.
Okay. Any questions the committee has? Well, thank you very much for being willing to be here on the phone today, and we will act on your appointment a little bit later today.
Okay. Thank you for that one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
Is this Daryl Larson?
Yes.
This is Senator Devlin. I'm the chair of the committee, and here with me are the other committee members. Your appointment is to the Criminal Justice Commission. Could you talk to us a little bit about your background and why you want to serve?
Well, my background is about almost 19 years as a prosecutor in Lane County, and then a fairly short period of time as the corrections ombudsman for the state of Oregon, and then to the bench in Lane County, and I've served in that for 17 plus years, and I just retired.
Okay. Any questions for...
No, I don't think so. I think that the thing I can correctly. Do for the Criminal Justice Commission, Craig Crimms and Mike Stafford, hopefully, is to think creatively about how the state of Oregon can get more bang for the buck in its criminal justice programs, which I think we desperately need to do given our prison situation, and also to have some assistance in terms of my experience with sentencing guidelines and related issues.
Okay. Judge Larson?
Yes.
Any thoughts on how we can get more bang for our buck out of the criminal justice system? I think it's really an area we've really struggled in terms of public policy over the last decade and a half, particularly with some ballot measures passed in the 90s and some potential ones looming in this last election cycle or this next election cycle.
Well, we're kind of caught in the catch-22 because I think people have for some time wanted people to be locked up, but the trouble is that every bit of research shows that, with few exceptions, that is counterproductive, and it's extremely expensive. And if you look at where the criminal justice problems largely come from, it's people with substance abuse problems. And so if you want to really do anything about that, you've got to get them to stop using. And the only, if they're addicted, they can't stop using until they get treatment. So we really are, in some ways, in a fortunate situation, because if we could put more money into treatment, we would do it at rock-bottom cost to the system and get the most the best outcome with the offenders that go through the system. We wouldn't succeed with everybody, but we could succeed with many, many more than we do currently.
Mr. Chair, just a follow-up.
Yes.
I had run into Judge Aiken a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about the work they were doing at the federal level in terms of drug courts. Have you had any experience with drug courts? And you personally, and I know that Lane County has a drug court.
Well, I think most people in the state of Oregon think of me as the godfather of drug courts. I started the second one and spent basically 15 or so years of my career trying to get drug courts started in the state of Oregon, and I think we finally are to the point where people realize their value. And I don't really have to do much anymore because there's so many advocates that are supporting the institution of the drug court, and it has its improvement as well. I mean, you can always improve on anything, and that is being done all over the state.
Thank you, Judge. My exposure to drug courts was through Judge Harl Haas, so I sort of thought of him as the godfather, so I'm sorry if I offended you.
I call him Grandpa.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Any additional questions for the judge? Thank you very much, Justice Larson. We will act on your appointment a little bit later today.
Thank you, and thanks for allowing me to do this by phone.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go to the Racing Commission next. Okay. Take us a moment, but we're going to go to the Racing Commission, Michael Huber.
That should be good. Mr. Chair, this should be really good appointments for the Criminal Justice Commission.
Yeah. We have... this person here? Mm-hmm.
And, no, everybody's on the phone.
Okay. We need a new phone system.
Yeah, that ringing is, it's, I thought it was their phone, it's our phone, so it's really bad.
They swapped out phones in the hearing room.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. We are on the Racing Commission. Mr. Huber, are you there?
Yes, I am. Michael Huber.
Mr. Huber, this is Senator Devlin, and the rest of the committee is here in attendance. Could you give us a little bit about your background and your service, why you want to serve on the Racing Commission?
Senator and other representatives, my name is Michael Huber. I've been a vet since 1980. I've been working at Oregon State University since 1986. I was in private practice before that. I'm a specialty surgeon here. And I've applied for the Racing Commission position because I feel there may be some value in having some veterinary inputs associated with this position. I'm aware the mission of the commission is to regulate herd mutual racing in the state, but I also think in combination with this or indirectly, there's an expectation that animal health and regulation with regard to fairness in the industry is also incumbent in the position, and I do feel that my presence and my background and knowledge in the racing industry is would help validate and would support my candidacy.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Huber? Seeing none, thank you very much for being on the phone here today, and we will act on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, very nice. Okay.
Wow.
We're now on to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery. As the committee might recall, while we get this person on the phone, the last time we had to waive one of these because the person was delivering a baby at the time and actually came on the phone a few minutes before the end of the committee to actually talk to the committee about her appointment. And
hello.
Okay.
Ms. Glenn?
Yes, sir.
I got to recall this story again just so I can tell you. The last time we did someone for your board, they were actually at the scheduled time, they were delivering a baby. And
well, you know, I worried about that. My partner was covering today. So.
Yeah, and they actually completed the delivery and called in a little bit late before the committee closed, and we were ready to just waive their appearance. So we all know that your work is very important. Would you tell us a little bit about your interest in this board, your background, and why you want to serve?
Okay, I've been a midwife since 1975 and have worked in both urban areas and rural areas and remote areas where we have to travel 100 miles to the C-section. I became interested in both out-of-hospital birth and staying abreast with current technologies. And when I came to Oregon, I started doing out-of-hospital birth. So when I was asked by the direct entry midwives to serve on this board, since they only do out-of-hospital birth, I thought, yeah, I could make a good balance because I do both hospital and out-of-hospital.
She's a certified.
Any questions for Ms. Glenn?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. Just to clarify for the record, you're a certified nurse midwife.
I am.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Any additional questions for Ms. Glenn? Seeing none. Ms. Glenn, thank you very much for being on the phone here today. We will act on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, we're next going to move over to the Economic and Community Development Board.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Root?
Root.
Yes. This is Senator Devlin. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm here with the full committee. Could you give us a little bit of your background, why you want to serve on the Economic Community Development Board?
Well, a brief history of my background is I'm in business, have been for 15 years in Southern Oregon, graduated from Southern Oregon University in 1990, was involved as student body president there and active in certain jobs around campus. I went on to a Rotary Fellowship scholarship in Australia to be taking a Master of Commerce degree there, and came back and have worked in the Valley ever since. I am interested in this commission in that it's an area of my educational interest and personal interest in developing our communities and economics in our state, and that's my interest in being involved in this committee.
Any questions, Ms. Root? Yes, Senator Atkinson.
And this is Jason Atkinson, and I'm just wanted to let you know we're excited to vote on you today, and wish you the best of luck. Thanks for serving.
Great. I appreciate that a lot. I hope to do a very good job for the commission.
Any additional questions for Ms. Root? Seeing none, thank you very much for being on the phone here today. We will act on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to move on to...
Justin?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to remain on the Oregon Economic and Community Development Commission, and the next party will be Mr. Junkie Yoshida.
He should be on there.
Mr. Yoshida?
Yes, this is me. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the full Rules Committee to consider your appointment.
Right.
I should let you know, actually, that you would never remember me, but I was a student of yours. Oh, gosh, when was it? It was like 25, 27 years ago.
Oh, my God.
In a self-defense class.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Chair?
Is it time for revenge?
I want to see some moves.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Yoshida, I was not laughing because I didn't think you were old enough to have Senator Devlin as a student 25 years ago.
Oh, my God. I get it.
Actually, I'm trying to remember. It would have been 27. Actually, I have to tell you this. It's actually more like 30 years ago than 25.
Wow. Is that those days or what?
Portland State.
Oh, Portland State. Yes. Wonderful. Oh, great. Yeah. What experience you have.
Well, Mr. Yoshida, would you tell us a little bit about your interest in service on this commission, your background?
Sure,
and we'll see if we have any questions.
Basically, I have a wide range of business experience, especially international. Most of my business conducted overseas, about 80-85%. Beside a source business, Tedek is United States and a 10 overseas country. And I think I can offer and contribute to state my wide range of business experience, especially at the economic development area.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Yoshida?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We don't have time for Junkie to tell his story, but if anyone's ever had the opportunity here, it's a really very interesting and very valuable story. And Junkie, I hope you share with your other members of the Economic Development Commission how you got to where you are. And I just have to tell you, your comments about how we, in the private sector, you are able to take risks, and how in state government we don't always take risks, and sometimes that's not a good thing. So anyway, I just hope you get to share your story with more people.
You ready to do it right now, or what?
No, we don't have enough time.
Okay, thank you, though.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Yoshida. We will act on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Okay, thank you so much again. Everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go back to the Commission on Asian Affairs, and we're trying to get the person on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm going to probably mispronounce your name, Mr. Wahab?
No, that's correct.
Oh, okay. This is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the Full Rules Committee. Would you tell us a little bit about your background, why you want to serve on the commission, and just in general any comments you might want to make?
Sure. Chair Devlin and members of the committee, my name is Khalid Wahab, and my address is 710 Southwest Madison. 601 Portland, Oregon 97205. I'm honored to be able to serve on the Asian Affairs Commission. When I was introduced to some of the members out in the community, and they requested that I put my application in, the idea was to try to bring a more diverse Asian background into the commission, and maybe have another perspective that's slightly different than the people that were on the commission who wanted to have my input. So that was one of my main reasons to join.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Wahab? Well, thank you very much for being with us here this morning, and we will act on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Committee members, we have concluded with our interview of candidates. As I noted before, Senator Corcoran is out of the country, but has contacted all of you, former Senator Corcoran, and also the party from the Black Affairs Commission. Mr. Thompson is in court and actually cannot appear in the next week. So we have asked him to actually contact each committee member, and I'm going to check that he's done that. And when he's done that, I will schedule him back next Tuesday. So we'll go through the motions that we normally have to go through here. So I will close the public hearing, and let's start.
We don't have that script, though.
Yeah, but so you make all of the motions.
Yeah, I'm doing them all.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Okay, this is my reader. I'm opening a work session and moving the reappointment of Tony Corcoran to the Employment Appeals Board to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
You really are going through the motions, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm opening a work session and moving the reappointment of Joan Dukes to the Pacific Northwest Power and Conservation Planning Council to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Yay.
I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the reappointment of Lee Beyer to the Public Utility Commission to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session, moving the appointment of Margaret Waddell to the Workers' Compensation Board to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Patrick Singh and Khalid Wahab to the Commission on Asian Affairs to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Work session, closing work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Lee Ayers Schlosser, John Marchetti, Daryl Larson to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission to the Senate floor with the recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. Work session closed. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Ann Root and Junkie Yoshida to the Economic and Community Development Commission to the Senate floor and the recommendation the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening the work session and moving the appointments of Dean Gilbert and Carla McKelvey to the Health Services Commission to the Senate floor with recommendation the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Mark Graff to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots to the Senate floor with recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Linda Glenn, the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, to the Senate floor with recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Shane Hayden to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment and reappointment of Michael Huber to the Oregon Racing Commission to the Senate floor with recommendation that the appointment and reappointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. Requesting for the committee that Senator Brown carry Mr. Corcoran, Senator Avakian, if he would carry former Senator Dukes, and Senator Atkinson, if he would carry Chair Lee Beyer, and Senator Ferrioli, who's not here, I had asked to carry Margaret Waddell. And I would ask Senator Avakian, I'm going to try to do all the rest en bloc, if he would carry those also. And with that, we are closed for this. We are adjourned for this morning. I should tell you, we have two meetings on Thursday. One of them will be appointments. The other one will be resolutions.
Is so there another one today?
No.
No. Thank you. Now we are adjourned. I'm in.